Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charles Bernhout. I hope that you enjoyed the first hour. And those of you who were not tuned into the first hour, we're trying out a new segment, not for this hour, but in the future, we'll try it on the second hour also. It's very simple. Those of you who want to give a comment or suggestions or just a brief schmooze, what you do is you email me at cbjmusic@aol.com. Yes, while you're listening to the program, give me your name and phone number. I'll call you back any place in the world. I'll call you, and we'll have a schmooze for 2 or 3 minutes, whatever it is, just to talk about what's happening with Chazonus in your area or anything that's topical. If you just want to say hello to the audience. So that's a new feature that we'll see where it goes, and it's very simple. You can email me while you're listening. Of course, those of you who are listening on the archive, that's a little difficult, but if you're listening on the archive and you want to participate on the live program on Monday night from 9 to 11, you can email me. Email me this Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever, and say you'd like to participate. And come next Monday night, I'll get in touch with you. So cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. And let's see. It says no disc. Oh, there it is. Okay. I have something rather interesting. This is going to be an interesting program, if I do say so myself. I have this wonderful CD, 400 Years of Synagogue Music by the Ramatayim Men's Choir in Jerusalem. And we're going to have a little bit of history here. So I want to just get through this very quickly about the choir. In September 1995, four enthusiasts gathered in the Ramat suburb of Jerusalem to sing choral pieces they recalled from synagogue services in their youth. Over the years, their member has grown to over 30 choristers, native Israelis and Olim from four continents around the world, who share a love of the great tradition of Jewish liturgical music and of singing together. The choir's name derives from Ramatayim Tzofim in the hill country of Ephraim, birthplace of Shmuel the prophet, mentioned in the book of Samuel, and associated with the suburb of Ramot, Jerusalem. And they do this as a hobby, as you, and it's just magnificent. The Ramatayim choir. So let's get right to a little bit of history. The first selection we'll hear was written by Salomone de Rossi. It's a Don alum from the Shachris service. Rossi was born in 1565. He died in 1628. He traced his ancestry back to the Jews of Jerusalem, who were exiled to Rome. He was a singer, a violinist, and a composer at the court of Mantua. And he was the greatest Jewish musician of the Renaissance period. So let's hear his Adon Olam going back, 400, 500 years ago. Got the feeling of going back 400 or 500 years ago. That was Rossi. Let's next hear a composition by Solomon Zoltzer, Zeltzer was born in 1804. He died in 1890. He was born in Honems, Austria, and he's often spoken of as the father of modern cantorial music, applying the rules of classical harmony to traditional synagogue melodies. In 1826, he was appointed cantor at the Viennese Zeitengasse Temple, where he served for 45 years. His baritone voice attracted Jews as well as non-Jewish admirers, among them Schubert and Schumann. Most of Zeltzer's hundreds of compositions are for cantor and choir, and to this day, numerous tunes in our service owe their origins to him. So let's hear from the wedding service his composition, Mi Adir Al HaKol. It's with the choir, and the soloist is Meir Dorfman.
Adir al hakol, yevaroch al hakol, yigadol al hakol, uyevarech.
Ramatayim Choir, and that is done as a service for the community. Oh, if we could only have a choir like that someplace here in America, in New York, okay? The next selection is by Israel Lazarus Mombach. He was born in 1813. He died in 1880. He was born in Germany. He had a remarkably sweet voice. At the age of 15, he was sent to England to be educated by a Reverend Enoch Eliasson. He was appointed the first director of the choir of the Great Synagogue of London, a position he held for 49 years. This was a selection from the marriage service of Baron Ferdinand and Miss Evelina de Rothschild. So this is a short one. It's Baruch Haba, a Mombach composition.
Baruch Haba Beshem Adoshem Be'erach Lohem Mibein Adoshem Ein Adoshem Vayaelanu Yisuchat Babotim Adam
That was the Baruch Haba by Mombach. Louis Lewandowski. He was born in 1821. He died in 1894. He was born in Reszczyn, a province of Poznan, Poland. As a child, he and his four brothers accompanied their father, a cantor, and at the age of 12, he moved to Berlin to sing in the choir of cantor Asher Lion. He was the first Jewish student to be accepted into the Berlin Academy of Arts, where he distinguished himself. In 1844, the Berlin community invited him to organize and lead a choir, where he composed prayers with four-part harmony as well as cantorial recitatives. In 1864, he was appointed choir leader of the New Synagogue in Berlin, where he published his most famous and enduring books, Kol Rina and Todah Vzimra. These are still in regular use, his compositions being sung extensively in synagogues and concert halls across the world to this day. So let's hear the Ramatayim Choir. This is from Psalm 150 from the Shacharis service. The Lewandowski composition, you're all familiar with it. It's a wonderful, wonderful recording of Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah,
was the familiar Lewandowski composition. Next we'll hear a selection by Edward Birnbaum. He was born in 1855. He died in 1920. He was born in Krakow, Poland. At the age of 19, he spent a year studying with Solomon Zoltzer, where he began research work on De Rossi. The Königsberg Synagogue recognized his great talent and appointed him cantor for life. He served there for 41 years, during which time he formulated a choral repertoire for the entire cycle of synagogue services. We'll hear V'Sharmu B'nei Yisrael. It's from the Friday evening service. The soloists with the Ramatayim Choir are Boaz Waltz and Yehuda Waltz. This is V'Sharmu B'nei Yisrael by Birnbaum.
V'shamru v'nei Israel et ha-Shabbat la-sot et ha-Shabbat Lodorotam berit olam.
That was Vishormer, and this is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you're enjoying this little bit of a diversion. By the way, I was just thinking, I was realizing that so many of you are listening to this on the archive, and you're really not going to, you may be, I know we have a listener in Ankara, Turkey, and we're in South Africa and Australia. I'll call you at your convenience. It doesn't have to be live. I'll call you and record a schmooze. So if you would like to participate with just giving your comments or talking about what's going on with Chazonus in your part of the world, email me at cbjmusic@aol.com. I'll record you. I'll call you. You give me your phone number, and I'll call you, and we'll schmooze for a few minutes, and we'll put it on the air, because I think it's so interesting to hear what's happening in England or in Canada, and I know Simca is going to join us soon, and we have listeners in China and Japan and throughout Europe and Africa. Yeah, it'll be fun. Okay, so you're at your computer right now. You're listening to the program. So write down cbjmusic@aol.com. Send me your name and your phone number, and let me know when it's a good time to call you to record your conversation about Chazonus. Just trying to, I used to do this for many years, on my old radio program. Okay, the next selection is by Bernhard Ladowski. He was born in 1870. I'm not quite sure when he passed away. He was born in Poland. He served as cantor in Kiev, Sevastopol, Constantinople, and Bucharest. where he collaborated with choir master Leo Lowe. He then moved to the USA and from there to Toronto, where he was one of the founders of the Cantors Union of Canada. He was also one of the first cantors whose voice was recorded. That's according to this. This is Modim Anachnu Lach from the Amida Prayer. The cantor will sing the prayer and the choir will be singing the Modim the Rabbanan, and that's an arrangement by our friend Yossi Malavani. The soloists are cantor Chaim Adler, Victor Roth, Yehuda Waltz, who we heard before, Michael Reschner, and Boaz Waltz. So let's hear an interesting version of Modim Anachnu Lach by the cantor Ladowski.
Thank you.
ותאסוף גלויותינו.
Yeah.
Well, that's certainly an interesting version of Modim Anachnu Loch. That was a composition by Bernard Ladowski, but the arrangement was by our friend Yossi Malavani. I spoke to him earlier today, and he really loves this particular rendition. I shouldn't say rendition, this particular arrangement. Okay, if you've tuned in a little late, we're going through 400 years of synagogue music. This is an album of the Ramatayim Men's Choir in Yerushalayim. The next selection is one that with which you're familiar. It's Yossele Rosenblatt composition. Yossele was born in 1882. You know that he died in 1933. Considered by many as the greatest cantor of all time. He was born in Bielochurkov in the Ukraine, descending from a long line of cantors. He became a member of his father's choir and was soon declared a wunderkind, performing in synagogues throughout the Austro-Hungarian Empire. At the age of 18, he was appointed a cantor at Munkács in Hungary, and from there to Pressburg and then to Hamburg. In 1912, he was engaged by the Ohab Sedek congregation in New York, where his fame soon grew. He toured extensively in America and Europe and recorded prolifically. Okay, this composition is Uvnucho Yomar. It's chanted returning the Torah to the Ark, and the soloist is Meir Dorfman. Got it right.
We are one.
As you can tell, that was done before a live audience. The next selection is by Sholem Zekunda. He was born in 1894 in the Ukraine. He died in 1975. He was known as a boy cantor. He came to America in 1907. And immediately began singing in public. In 1914, he entered the Institute of Musical Art. His training included lessons with composer Ernest Bloch. He regularly conducted performances of classical music with well-known musicians and opera singers. His extensive composing activity included Yiddish theater, Yiddish songs, for example, by Meir Bistashain, music reviews, and Jewish liturgical music. He also served as music director of the Brooklyn Jewish Center, in collaboration with cantor Richard Tucker. We'll hear Pitz Huli Sharei Tzedek from the Hallel Service. It's an arrangement by Raymond Goldstein, and the soloist is Boaz Waltz with the Ramatayim Choir. By Sekunda. Avram Mordechai Himmelstein was born in Warsaw, Poland in 1905. He died in 1974. He joined the synagogue choir aged 6, and by age 14, he was conducting four voice choirs accompanying cantors such as Sirota and Moshe Koussevitzky. In 1936, he turned down an offer to teach at Poland State Academy and moved to South Africa. There he served as choir director for decades, notably at Johannesburg's Great Synagogue. He turned to composition in the latter part of his life. This is Misha Asa Nisim from the Shabbat Mevorachim prayer. Sang it this past Shabbos in many shuls. It's Cantor Chaim Adler, and again, the Himmelstein composition. By the way, have you noticed in reading the brief biographies of most of these composers, as well as over the years when I've read the biographies of the great cantors, they all sang in choirs as young children, and there was something that happens when you're very young, and the music touches your soul at a young age. It's very hard, I think, for somebody in the later part of life, in their 20s, to suddenly decide, I want to become a cantor, I want to sing. Not that it's impossible, but certainly there's a thread that runs through the greats, that they were captivated at a rather young age, and something very, very beautiful about that. Okay, Misha Asa Nisim, Chaim Adler, Himmelstein Composition.
חברים כל ישראל, חברים כל ישראל,
חברים כל ישראל, חברים כל ישראל,
that was Chaim Adler with a wonderful, wonderful selection. That was Misha Osa Nisim from Shabbos Mechvorchim. Well, time certainly goes by so quickly when you're having fun, right? Let's see, we have time for one more quick selection. By the way, I just want to repeat, no matter where you are in the world, if you would like to participate, either as a guest Chazanis lover, or if you just want to record a brief conversation talking about Chazanis in your part of the world. I know most of you are listening to this on your computers at work or at different times. So go to cbjmusic@aol.com and send me your name and phone number. I'll call you and record the conversation, or if you're in the area, we could do it live. Either way, I look forward to hearing from you. Okay, we'll go off with one more selection from the Ramatayim Choir. This was a composition by Saul Zim, who studied with greats such as Koussevitzky, Secunda, and Oscar Julius. He has composed hundreds of Yiddish, Hebrew, Hasidic, and cantorial pieces. Since 1964, he's been the cantor of the Hollis Hills Jewish Center in New York. We're going to hear Meir Dorfman with Avinu Shebashamayim. It's a prayer for the State of Israel. It was composed for Israel's 40th Independence Day, a composition by Saul Zim. Avinu Shebashamayim.
Avinu, Avinu, Shema Shamayim, Tzur Yisrael Goalo.
Avinu, 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 Shema Shamayim, Tzur Yisrael Goalo.
Et medinat Yisrael, reyeshit tzmichat geulateinu, haged alea bevrat chasdecha, uferos alea sukat shlomecha. Avinu, Avinu, Sheba Shamayim, Tzur Yisrael Goalo.
Avinu, 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 Sheba Shamayim, Tzur Yisrael Goalo.
הזה. שמחת עולם ליושביה. אבינו, אבינו שבשמיים, צור ישראל וגואלו.
Wow, what a way to end a one-hour presentation of the Ramatayim Men's Choir of Yerushalayim. I hope that you enjoyed this presentation. Please join me again next week. And then in the forthcoming weeks, I will have a wonderful interview with Issachar Meron, who was the composer of Tzeina, 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 Tzeina. It promises to be a most interesting session. I'm looking forward to that. And again, I thank him for his understanding my error of my ways in using his wonderful copyrighted selection all these years. And again, to Issachar, thank you so much. That was Issachar Meron, who was represented by the world's largest publisher, EMI Music, as well as by ASCAP, the Copyright Society of the United States, and by ACUM, the Copyright Society of Israel, and of course by Issachar Meron's own duly effective and valid copyrighted ownership of Tzeina, Tzeina, Tzeina. Please accept my apologies and my thanks for your allowing me to continue to use that wonderful signature tune, my theme song, for all these 30 years, hopefully many more years to come. Shalom, everyone, and have a good week.